Masechet Horayot Perigimel Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Hat'u ad shelo nitmanu. If the king or the Kohen Gadol sinned and they became obligated to bring a regular hat offering before they were appointed as the king or the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol. So the sin happened beforehand. V'aharkach nitmanu. And then, before they had an opportunity to bring the actual korbanot, they were appointed to those positions of power, the Kohen Gadol and the king. We treat them like ordinary people. The type of korban that a person brings depends on what his actual status was at the time of the Avera. These people were considered ordinary individuals at Sha'at Avera, at the moment that they sinned. Therefore, the korban that they bring would be just like a regular ordinary individual, which is a korban hatat. Rabbi Shimon omer, im nodah lahen ad shelo nitmanu hayavin. Says Rabbi Shimon, if before they were appointed to their position, they realized that they sinned, but they were appointed before they brought the korbanot, we say hayavin, they are obligated to bring the normal standard korban hatat. According to Rabbi Shimon, the korban that a person brings is determined by his status at the time of the sin and when he realizes that he did sin. So here, in this case, the people were ordinary individuals at the time of the sin, and when they found out about the sin also, they were ordinary individuals, so a regular korban hatat would be what they bring. Umishinit manu peturin. But if they didn't find out that they sinned until after they were already appointed, they become exempt from even bringing that regular hatat offering. Again, there's two points that matter to him. The moment that sin happened and the moment that a person found out that they were obligated. Here, they can't bring the Par Kohen Mashiach or the Hatat of the Nasi because at the time of the sin, they were ordinary individuals. They also can't bring a Korban Hatat because when they found out about their sin, they were in the position of king or Kohen Mashiach. So both categories were not fulfilled. And therefore, they do not bring any korban. So basically, the two times that we're mentioning, the moment of sin and also the moment that the person finds out that he sinned, those both have to match up in order to obligate somebody in either the regular korban hatat or the special hatat of the nasi or the special korban of the Kohen Gadol. When talking about the offering that's brought by a king, the Torah calls him a Nasi, which means raised up one or elevated one, and it can refer to many different types of leaders. A king is called a Nasi, but also we see the heads of the Shevatim, the heads of the tribes are called a Nasi as well. And even sometimes we see the head of a family called a Nasi. So the Mishnah is going to clarify what we're talking about over here. Be'ezehu ha-Nasi. What does it mean when we say Nasi? That there's a Hatat of the Nasi that has to be brought when this person sins. Zeha Melech, talking about the king. Shine Emar ve'asa ahat mikol mitzvot Adonai Elohav. The Pasuk says when Nasi is going to sin and he violates one of the commandments of Hashem, his God, he has to bring a korban hatat, which is a male goat. That's the Nasi, the hatat of the Nasi. The word here, Hashem Elohav, is telling us something important. Nasi she'en al gabav ela Hashem Elohav. Nasi is an individual who has nobody else above him besides Hashem, his God. A king doesn't have anyone to answer to. He has nobody who's superior to him. So therefore, the only thing that he has to answer to is Hashem. So we say Hashem Elohav. Hashem is his God, literally. In the chain of command, he's under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we know when we use the word Nasi over here, we're talking about a king.